بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وأصحابه الغر الميامين وبالأخص منهم أبو بكر وبالأخص منهم خلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنتهم واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء من لقاءات مدارستي، أو هذا اللقاء من المدخل أو المفتاح إلى العلم. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this session of Key to Knowledge. نعم. Today we are going to go through the whole issue of Iman Billah or believe in Allah with the principles of it. Now, as we spoke in the previous days, including yesterday, we gave the definition of Rububiyyah, Uluhiyyah, and Asma Sifat, and we spoke about each one with the proofs and evidences. Now, with the proofs and evidences. And today, inshallah, we give some principles scattered here and there and all those days. Today we are going to conclude these evidences, and we are going to give more space for questions related to the subject, inshallah. We said that and from the principles of Iman in Rububiyyah, from the principles of the Iman of Rububiyyah, and the principles of how to believe, how to know the Rububiyyah, or the oneness of Allah and Lordship. First of all, to look into the universal ayat or proofs or signs, the light of the heavens and earth, sun and moon, stars, trees, mountains, clouds, wind, seas, rivers, etc., etc. All these things, including the animals which live in the water only, animals that live in the land only, and animals that live in water and on land. Also to look into the birds by all different types and shapes and acts of them. Some of them fly and some only walk on the earth. Some eat seeds and some only eat meat. And some only eat dead animal, and others hunt. And also by looking into the creation of man in yourself, and how Allah Ta'ala distinguished man from all other creation and honored man by the beautiful locking that he gave him. And by looking to the different tongues of mankind and how they are able to to learn the language of each other's, and the different skin color, hair color, eye color, different faces, and what Allah Ta'ala honored man with, the best thing that he, Allah Ta'ala, gave to him, distinguishing him from all other creation. It is the aql or the intellect. The aql that Allah Ta'ala gave to mankind. And the ability of learning, understanding, talking, distinguishing things, familiarizing himself with whatsoever surroundings, inventing, and also humanizing the wild animals, making them friends of man and servants of man, and all of the principles is to look into the universal phenomena of crisis and how man is weak when in terms of looking into solutions of this to stop it. As just for example, look to the hurricanes and the earthquakes, the rains and floods, look to the dry withers. All this is from Allah Ta'ala. All this is from Allah Ta'ala. If anybody can just look and think of it and see how man was very disabled, very unable to do anything regarding. Even the very advanced countries, the like of America or any country in Europe, or the total number of the countries of the West, they still cannot stop these things from existing, destroying their territories, destroying their properties, destroying their lives. They can't do nothing to it, but they stand looking to it very weak. So all these are principles of the Tawheed of Lordship, the oneness of Allah in Lordship. So when one look into these things, he will come to know that there must be a creator for all this universe, and he is still the controller. It cannot be something that created by very what we can say about it, then a very powerful source, and then this source disappears and leave all this world or universe with no control. It cannot happen. It cannot happen a moment. So it must be the Lord which is still and will continue forever existing the way fits Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, controlling the whole universe. So these are the principles of these are the principles of understanding the rububiyyah of Allah Ta'ala. To look to the universal signs, to think about yourself as a mankind and the different and the veracity of descriptions of mankind all around the world, and to look to the universal phenomena or crisis, and see how people are too weak to do nothing in regard. And from the principles of believing in Uluhiyya or Godhood. Now, we told you yesterday the difference between the Rububiyyah and Uluhiyya. Rububiyyah is to believe about the actions of the Lord, of the Creator, that He does all these things, but no one else can do any of these things. While Uluhiyya means that you believe that no one deserves of your valuable acts except Him, Allah Ta'ala. No one deserves of any of your valuable acts except Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the first principle is to know what is Uluhiyya, what is the Godhood. Uluhiyya comes from the word Alaha Ya'lahu. إلهية وألوهية فهو مألوه ومن يأله إله فالله نعم فالله إله ومألوه. So the word Godhood means to, and when you say He is a God, means that you give Him the full submission of your face, of your heart, of your tongue, of your ears, of your eyes, of everything, of your hopes, of everything. And then you need to know what are the things that this God deserves Godhood for? That this Naam deserves Godhood for. And we already said that is the Lordship. As you don't be completely submitting to someone except that you believe that He has full power over you. He is the one who created you. He is the one who sustained you. He is the one who can take your life. He is the one who gives you pleasure, pleases you. Now, and He is the one who does all these things. So you believe that He is the only one who deserves the Godhood. And then you need to know from the principles the conditions of one to be a God. As we said, no one can be a God except that He is the one that everyone and everything is in need for Him, but He has no need for anyone. Simply, this is the condition of Godhood. No one can be a God unless that He is with, and He has this condition, that He is the one who fully sufficient with His own self, and He needs for no one and nothing. Now, but every other thing is in need for Him, and that is the God. That is the God, and that is only Allah as-Samad. So it is a condition for Godhood. Now, so anybody claims that he is a God, as we said in Surah Al-Baqarah, the debate between Ibrahim and the king who claimed that he is the God. Now, when Ibrahim said to him that my Lord gives lives and takes lives, he said, I give lives and I take lives. But Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him, my God, I said to him, Allah, verily Allah brings the sun from the east, you bring it from the west. So the one who controls all this universe is the God. Is the God. Now, and the fourth condition is to know the meaning of worship. What is the meaning of worship? And the meaning of worship is, as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala defined the word worship by saying, al-ibadatu hiya kullu ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yardahu min al-a'mali wal-aqwali al-zahirati wal-batin. He said, it is anything that Allah ta'ala likes of the acts and sayings, the hidden and appear. And the question here, which is the fifth principle of believing in Uluhiyya, is how to know what Allah ta'ala likes and what He doesn't like. So you do what He likes and you avoid doing what He doesn't like. So, what is the way to know that? It is by the revelation. It is only by the revelation which is taught by the death of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot know what pleases Allah and what doesn't please Allah, or what displeases Allah, what pleases Him, and what displeases him. This we cannot know unless He, Allah Ta'ala, tells us. And He will not tell us directly except through His messengers. And there is no messenger after Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the revelation stopped coming down to the mankind. So the only way to know what He likes and what He doesn't like is to go back to the Sunnah, or to what Rasulullah ﷺ said. So these are five principles for believing in Uluhiyya. Five principles for believing in Uluhiyya. But in regard to Asma'u Sifat, we have 11 principles to deal with Asma'u Sifat. To deal with Asma' 12 principles to deal with the asma and sifat of Allah Ta'ala. You need to know 12 principles. The first one is to know Arabic very well. And I don't mean to know Arabic very well by the meaning that you speak Arabic fluently like any Arabs in Riyadh or Sana'a or Kuwait or Cairo or Damascus. But I mean to know Arabic as the scholars. To know the proper Arabic. Otherwise, how come you know the names and attributes of Allah? You cannot, as what we are going to clarify in a while. Now, the second principle is that we do not know, the names of Allah are, as we call it, tawqifiyah. Meaning that we do not name Allah. We do not name Allah by our own minds or selves. But we only name Allah with what He, Allah Ta'ala, named Himself as in the Quran and as in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the authentic Sunnah. The third is that we do not give any attribute to Allah Ta'ala except what He, Allah Ta'ala, told us in the Quran or His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the authentic Sunnah. And if we don't know the first principle, which is Arabic language, then how come we know that from the Quran and the Sunnah, which is all in Arabic? And the Arabic used in the Quran is very high. That people today, the Arab today, may not be able even to pronounce it, rather to understand it very well. They may understand some of it, but not very well. Not like the first Arabs used to understand it. And the fourth principle is that all the names of Allah, all the names and attributes of Allah are, as we call them, all the names of Allah are Husna. Husna means beautiful. لا يدخلها عيب. لا يدخلها عيب. There is no fault or defect can occur on the names, on any name of Allah. Now, and the fifth is that the attributes of Allah are all, as we call them, ulya. They are all highest, meaning perfect. There is no short in them. There is no defect on them. They are all high. And when we say these two principles, the 4 and 5, principle of names of Allah and principle of the attributes of Allah, we have to bear in mind that there are some names of Allah which can be used for human, but not with the perfect meaning. of them. Not only the perfect usage of them. For example, Kareem, kind or generous. This is a name that can be used for Allah and it can be used for human. But when it is used with Allah, it gives, I don't say a different meaning, but it means, and it gives the complete meaning of this name. Now, while if it is used with human, it will must have a limit and end or short. It must have a limit. Now, Qawi, one of the names of Allah. It can be said that Allah is Qawi and Muhammad or Ali or Hussein or Isa or, is Qawi. Here Qawi is when we describe a creation with it, it does not give me the same meaning when I describe Allah Ta'ala with it. And for example, we say Umar is Qawi, but he is Qawi to certain limits. Umar is Qawi to certain limits. Umar cannot, for example, be Qawi with a snake, with a lion, wild lion, with, like that. Umar cannot be Qawi to raise the mountain. But when we say Allah is Qawi, strong or powerful, it means that nothing can make him unable to do whatsoever he wants to do. And the attributes, the same. There are some attributes combined between or shared between Allah Ta'ala and the creation. The like of Sami'a. We say, you guys are Sami'a. That's why you are listening to me now. And to my talk. Now, but your hearing is limited. But your hearing is limited. But when we say Allah Sami'a or As-Sami'a, then it means that he has the perfect hearing, that nothing of a sound or voice, even if it is very, very, very minor, that our ears cannot pick, still Allah Ta'ala can hear clearly. Now, and we said in that day, now, and the sixth principle is what we said yesterday and we want to say now in regard to the previous two principles, which says there is no right for us to ask about the attributes of Allah by how. It is not correct that we ask by saying how. It's not allowed. Now, and we only refer the way it be to Allah, but we believe that it is in a way that fits Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we cannot know and our minds cannot reach to know, cannot reach that level to know. And the seventh is that we do not refer the meaning of these attributes to Allah, the names and attributes to Allah, but we know the meanings. Because Allah Ta'ala use the Arabic language in the Quran for anybody to understand. For anybody to understand. Now, who denied, as I said yesterday, Jahmiyyah, Mu'tazila, Asha'ira, these people denied. Either all or some of the names and attributes. And for the Jahmiyyah, denied the names and attributes, all. And the Mu'tazila, they denied the names, they affirmed the names, but they denied the attributes. And even when they affirmed the names, they said, we do not affirm the meanings, the apparent meanings of them. We say that they said that they say, Allah knows best about what they mean. Asha'ira affirmed all except for seven. Now, and they said that they don't know these seven attributes. Now, and the eighth principle of the principles of Iman in Asma wa Sifat is that the names of Allah is not limited in a number. Not as some people think when the Prophet ﷺ said, Inna lillahi 99 asma. No, these names cannot be limited in number. As in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is reported by Ibn Hibban in his book Al-Riqaq or Al-Raqa'iq, the softening methods, heart softening methods. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anybody of you now, if he feels any worries, then let him to say, Allahumma inni abduka, ibnu abdika, ibnu amatika, nasiyati biyadika, madin fiya hukmuka, adlun fiya qadauka. And here what comes is the reason why we brought this hadith here. أسألك بكل اسم هو لك. I ask you by every name that belongs to you. سميت به نفسك, that you named yourself with. أو أنزلته في كتابك, or you have descended it in one of your books. أو علمته أحدا من خلقك, or you taught it to one of your creation. أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك, or you have held it or hidden it in the unseen of yours, meaning that it is not known by any creation. أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي, that you make the Quran the pleasure of my heart, وَنُورَ صَدْرِي, and the light of my chest, وَجِلَاءَ حُزْنِي, and the removal of my sadness, وَذَهَابَ هَمِّي, and also the removal of my worries. Now, look to what the Prophet ﷺ said, أَسْأَلُكَ بِكُلِّ اسْمٍ وَلَكَ, I ask you by every name belongs to you, that belongs to you, سَمَّيْتَ بِهِ نَفْسَكَ, that you named yourself with. This means that we cannot name our God by our own minds. أَوْ أَنْزَلْتَهُ فِي كُتْفِي كِتَابِهِ, or you descended it in one of your books. أَوْ عَلَّمْتَهُ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكِ, or you have taught it to one of your creation. أَوْ اسْتَأْثَرْتَ بِهِ فِي عِلْمِ الْغَيْبِ عِنْدَكِ, or you have made it known only by you. Only by you. So this means that there are names that none of the creation know. It is He, Allah alone, knows. That He might teach us or some of the creation and the day of resurrection. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith of the Shafa'a, that Allah Ta'ala will teach him praising of his Lord that he never knew before. It is the first time that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam may praise Allah Ta'ala with. And also the people of the Jannah will use these names inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make us from them. So نعم. And as in the ninth principle, the ninth principle is very important, Ikhwan. It's very important though. It is every name of Allah we can take an attribute from. But we cannot take an attribute, take a name from every attribute. No, we cannot. Yani when Allah Ta'ala says As-Sami', we can understand that there is an attribute here which is Sam'. Al-Basir, Basar. Naam? Like that. But not every attribute we can extract a name from it. This is one important principle. Why I say that? Because some of the Arabs, for example, now they call their children, they call their sons, for example, Abdul Nasser, and that's wrong, because the Nasser is not a name that Allah told us about, nor that the Messenger told us. How it came? Some people say that Allah Ta'ala said, "In tansurullah yansurkum." So he is attributed by, yani this attribute that he provides victory or nasr or support. So they said, okay, if he provides nasr, if he yansur, then he must be nasr. Nasr. So they said, okay, we can call him nasr. We say, no, we cannot call him nasr, because we did not find Allah calling himself nasr. So how come we call him Nasr? We can attribute him by the word, by that he supports or sends victory to his awliya, but we cannot name him from our own mind. And also, for example, the word Sattar, because Allah yastur, Allah covers the yani sins of a believer when he does the sins and he does not expose them. Allah Ta'ala yastur alayhi, he, Allah Ta'ala covers him from yani people to know his sins or shameful things. Now some people said, okay, as long as we believe he yastur, then he must be Sattar. We say, no, we cannot call him Sattar. And that's why they call their sons Abdul Sattar. From where you get this? You say, well, doesn't he make satr on the Muslim? We say, yeah, he does. Then they say, okay, he is Sattar. Say, no, this is wrong. We have to... The tenth principle is that the 10th and 11th is that the sifat, the attributes of Allah, of two types. Or let me say the 10th, 11th and 12th. There are three types of sifat or attributes. One called sifat dhatiyya. Dhatiyya. Which means part of Allah. It is part of Allah, like the face. The face. Naam. It is part of Allah. The eye, the hand, it is part of Allah. Naam. The hearing, the seeing, the knowledge, etc. These are part of Allah. And there is another type of sifat or attributes, which is called fi'liyya. Fi'liyya, meaning attributes of action. Attributes of action. Now, attributes of action. The like of descending to the first layer of heavens in Zilurab every night. And that Allah Ta'ala loves and hates and gets pleased and gets displeased, etc., 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 from the attributes of acts that Allah Ta'ala told us about Himself in the Quran, in the Quran, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us in the authentic Sunnah, on the authentic Sunnah. Now, let us take 10 minutes break, and then inshallah ta'ala we come back to continue with Allah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, we said that from the fruits of believing in Rububiyyah is that you know your Lord, so you don't ask no one for anything you need, but you ask Him alone. And from the fruits of believing in Uluhiyyah is that you worship no one but only Allah Ta'ala. By any mean of worship, by any mean of worship, you don't worship anybody by any mean of worship, but you worship Allah alone. And from the fruits of believing in Asma wa Sifat is that to know that the one who you worship is a great, is the greatest, the most powerful, that He is all-hear, all-seer, all-knower, and He is all-forgiver, all-merciful, all-honorable, all-honor, and He protects you, provides you assistance and provisions, and He cures you from illnesses, He feeds you, and He guides you to the way He subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. He guides you to the way of the Jannah. Now, these are the fruits of believing in each part of the believing Allah in general. Sorry, in specific. But in general, as we said, now, and also you need to know the ways of the deviant sects in regard to the names and attributes of Allah and how to refute them. There are two types of deviant sects in regard to the Asma and Sifat of Allah Ta'ala. There are, first of all, we already spoke about the deviant sects of, in regard to Rububiyyah. We said that no one denied Rububiyyah except for few people. I don't mean few by number, yani by number, but majority of mankind, they believe that there is a God that who created and that He created the whole universe, but they associate with Him in worship. Naam? And we told you also how to refute that. Naam? As well as yani, the other people or the other part which as we said, they have violations in Uluhiyya. So they admit that Allah is the God and this, but they say, and these things, the other things that they worship are gods too. Naam? Or mediators. While in regard to the Asma and Sifat, there are two main sects who have violations and deviations with the names of and attributes of Allah. One called Al-Mushabbiha, and those are the ones who set up similarities between Allah and His creation, and they believe that the attributes of Allah or some of them are exactly similar to the attributes of the creation. They say, for example, Allah Sami', so He has an ear like our ears. Or they say, and they say that Allah is Basir, and they say that we believe Allah is Basir, but they say that Allah is Basir with eyes like ours, which is all wrong. Naam? How we review these ones? By the saying of Allah, the like of what Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Shura, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ, there is nothing like unto Him. Naam? And what Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah to Maryam, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّ, in regard to the names of Allah Ta'ala. And the like of Surah Al-Ikhlas, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٌ. These are proofs to refute these mushabbiha who try to set up similarities to Allah. And one another thing to know about this mushabbiha is that, and to tell them that whoever sets up the similarity between the attributes of Allah and the attributes of the creation, he is not then, he is really not worshipping Allah in reality, but he is worshipping an idol. He is worshipping an idol or a wathan, because he already put a figure for his Lord or his God in his mind. He put a figure like the like of the Christians do. The like of the Christians do. The third thing to know about this type of this deviant sect, the Mushabbiha, is that as Nu'aym ibn Hammad, the Shaykh of Imam Bukhari, said, من شبه الله بخلقه فقد كفر. Who set up the similarity between Allah and His creation, then he has committed kufr. He's kafir. Naam? وَمَنْ نَفَى مَا وَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ أَوْ وَصَفَهُ بِهِ رَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. And whoever denies what Allah Ta'ala affirmed for Himself or attributed Himself with, or His Messenger attributed Him with, then this person has committed kufr and is kafir. And also he said, Naam, and there is no any similarity in what Allah has attributed Himself with, and what the Prophet has attributed His Lord with, and the creation. There is no any, it is not similar. The second deviant sect is the Mu'attila. And Mu'attila means the deniers. the infidel, not the infidel, the mu'attila are the deniers, they deny. All they are the yani malahida also, infidels, the infidels who deny the attributes of Allah. They deny what Allah attributed Himself in the Quran, or what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam attributed as Lord in the authentic Sunnah, and also in regard to the Asma. The Asma meaning the names of Allah. Naam. And these are of three types of people. These are of three types of people. Alhamdulillah, subhanakum. These are of three types of people. One who denies the Asma and Sifat. And I told you that these are the Jahmiyyah. The second who affirm the names but without any meanings. And these are the Mu'tazila. And some affirms the Asma, the names, and some of the attributes, and they deny the rest of them, and that is the Asha'ira. How to refute all these? By the saying of Allah, as in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 3, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. So we have to accept what Allah Ta'ala revealed to us in the Quran and in the Sunnah. We cannot take from it what we like and abandon what we don't. Now that's wrong. The second way of how to refute them is as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Maryam Ayah 42, where Ibrahim said to his father, Ya Abati, lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yubsiru wa la yughni anka shay'a. Oh my father, why do you worship what can what he is not, sees not, and he provides nothing or yani be sufficient for you of anything. Naam? So we say to them that the one has no perfect attributes, then he's not capable to be God. He's not capable to be worshipped. The God to be, which deserves to be worshipped is the one who has the perfect attributes. Naam? And naam, perfect names. And citing, all are going to be questioned and asked. So, we, Surah Maryam is Ayah 42. So these are the the attributes this is the conclusion of believing in Allah. So we said you believe in the existence of Allah. Once again, the last, you believe in four things. When we talk about believing in Allah, there are four things that we mentioned: believing in His existence, believing in His lordship, believing in His Godhood, believing in His names and attributes, the way that we describe. And by that we come to the end of the lesson of believe in Allah, and inshallah ta'ala on next week we begin with the belief in the angels. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. And now we open the session for questions. If you have any questions, and preferably be the ones related to the topic, inshallah ta'ala. آمين وإياكم. نعم. Any question on Paltalk, you raise your hand, and as usual, and on WhatsApp, you inshallah ta'ala post. If first question, so we can. Here is the first question, came from Sultan Shakir. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. What was the third type of attribute? Asma wa sifat. The third type of attribute? Third type of attribute. Did I say 1, 2, 3 attributes? Or you mean the ones I spoke about last? Okay. We said we have sifat dhatiyya, sifat fi'liyya, and yes, the third, I didn't mention the third, sorry. Sifat muqabala or mushakala. Attributes that Allah Ta'ala mentioned only as the kuffar do, like what Allah Ta'ala said, for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. In the other surah, let me just figure out. Let me just see where it is. I want just to bring you the ayah. أمين آيات ويمكرون ويمكر الله ويمكرون ويمكر الله والله خير الماكرين. This we cannot say, and we cannot attribute Allah with it. We cannot say that Allah is makir or Allah but when they did the makr, the deception, Allah Ta'ala treated them the same. نعم. نسوا الله فنسيهم. They forgot in Allah and Allah. Here it says نسيهم meaning forgetting them, but it means that Allah ignored them. نعم. And these are, we as the ulama call it صفات مقابلة. It is only used for the attribute that fits the kuffar or the munafiqeen when they do these things. Wallahu a'lam. And by the way, here I forgot to bring you some statements from the Salaf in regard to al-asma wa sifat, believing in asma wa sifat. Let me just bring you some statements from the Salaf. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala said, نعبد الله بصفاته كما وصف به بها نفسه وقد أجمل الصفة لنفسه ولا نتعدى القرآن والحديث فنقول كما قال ونصفه كما وصف نفسه ولا نتعدى ذلك نؤمن بالقرآن كله محكمه ومتشابهه ولا نزيل عنه تعالى ذكره وصفة من صفاته شناعة شنعت رواه ابن بطة في الإبانة الكبرى بسنده. نعم. Imam Ahmad said that we worship Allah Ta'ala by the attributes that He subhanahu wa ta'ala attributed Himself with, and we do not exceed the boundaries of the Quran and the Hadith, etc., to the end of it. And we believe in the Quran, the whole Quran, the Muhkam and the Mutashabih of it. Abdul Rahman ibn Qasim, who was a companion of Imam Malik, passed away in year 191 of the Hijra calendar, said, لا ينبغي لأحد أن يصف الله إلا بما وصف به نفسه في القرآن ولا يشبه يديه بشيء ولا وجهه بشيء ولكن يقول له يدان كما وصف نفسه في القرآن وله وجه كما وصف نفسه يقف عندما وصف به نفسه في الكتاب فإنه تبارك وتعالى لا مثل له ولا شبيه له ولكن هو الله لا إله إلا هو كما وصف نفسه رواه ابن أبي زمنين سنده في رياض الجنة تخريج أصول السنة. And as Imam Abdul Rahman Qasim, the companion of Imam Malik, said that it is not right for anyone to attribute Allah or describe Allah except by what Allah Ta'ala has attributed Himself with in the Quran. And we do not give an example to the hands of Allah, nor to the face of Allah, but we say that He has two hands, as He described Himself in the Quran, and He has a face, as He described Himself. we stop by what Allah Ta'ala described Himself in the Quran, as He, Allah is exalted and be glory, and glory be He, has no any similarities or anybody can be like unto Him, but He, Allah, the One there is no one deserves to be worshipped but He, Allah Ta'ala, as He described Himself. As it is reported by Imam Ibn Abi Zimnin in his book Riyadul Jannah in Takhrij Usul Sunnah. Imam Ishaq Ibn Rahoya said also, he said, إنما يكون التشبيه إذا قال يد كيد أو مثل يدي أو مثل يد أو سمع كسمع أو مثل سمع فإذا قال سمع كسمع أو كسمعي أو مثل سمع فهذا التشبيه. أما إذا قال كما قال الله تعالى يد وسمع وبصر لا يقول كيف ولا يقول مثل سمع ولا كسمع فهذا لا يكون تشبيها. رواه تلميذه الترمذي في سننه. As Imam Tirmidhi reported in his Sunan on the 30th of Ishaq ibn Rahawiyah, who passed away in year 238, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, setting up similarities with Allah ta'ala is only when you say a hand like a hand, a hearing like hearing, right? So like this, this is how it is. Then we, and he does not say, like this hearing, like the hearing of this, naam, then this is not a similarity, naam. And also how we deal with the ayat and hadith of attributes and names. Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, Imam Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away in year 197 of the Hijrah calendar, said, in the ahadith of as-sifat, the attributes, نسلم هذه الأحاديث كما جاءت ولا نقول كيف هذا ولما جاء هذا. As in the book of As-Sunnah for Imam Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad. Now, Ibn Jarrah said that we submit to the hadith as it came, we accept it as it came, and we do not say, we do not ask how this can be like this, or why it came like this. We do not say that. Naam. Al-Imam al-Khatib al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away in year 463, said, أما الكلام في الصفات فإنما روي منها في السنن الصحاح مذهب السلف إثباتها وإجراؤها على ظواهرها ونفي الكيفية والتشبيه عنها والأصل في هذا أن الكلام في الصفات فرع الكلام في الذات ويحتذى في ذلك حذوه ومثاله. فإذا كان معلوما أن إثبات رب العالمين إنما هو إثبات وجود لا إثبات كيفية فكذلك إثبات الصفات إنما هو إثبات وجود لا إثبات تحديد وتكييف. He said the speech of in regard to the attributes is as what is reported in the authentic Sunnah and the way of the Salaf, the pious predecessors, in regard to this hadith is, or these attributes, is to affirm it as it came, to believe in it as it came, as it appears from the meanings of it. We do not interfere into the how. We do not set any similarities to it, and yani fundamentally. The speech about the attributes is exactly like the speech about the self, Allah Himself. Naam. And it takes the same rulings as affirming the Lord of Universes means to affirm His existence, not to affirm how He looks like or how He is. The same. When we affirm the attributes of Allah, it is affirming the existence of these attributes, but not to to describe it or say how it looks like or how it is. Naam. Al-Walid ibn Muslim said that I asked Al-Awza'i, Al-Thawri, Malik ibn Anas, Al-Layth ibn Sa'd about the hadith which contains the attributes of Allah. They said, Amir Ruha Kamajad. They said, take it as it came. Do not interfere into it. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, radiallahu anhu, rahimahu, who passed away in year 198 of the Hijra calendar, said, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ بِالْقُرْآنِ فَقِرَاءَتُهُ تَفْسِيرُهُ لَا كَيْفَ وَلَا مِثْلٍ. He said, everything that Allah Ta'ala described Himself with in the Qur'an, then reciting it is the explanation of it, is the interpretation of it. يعني, when you recite وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ وَالْبَصِيرُ, this is the interpretation of it, this is the meaning of it, that He is Sami' is Basir. نعم, nothing more. We don't say how it is. Naam. And as Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away in year 270 of the Hijra calendar, said, likewise it is reported from Malik, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, that they said, in regard to the hadith which contains the attributes of Allah, Amir Ruha bila kayf, accept it and take it without asking how. Naam. Like that, naam. And Imam al-Baghawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away in year 516 of the Hijra calendar, said, after he mentioned number of the ayat and hadith which contains the attributes of Allah, he said, وَعَلَى هَذَا مَضَى سَلَفُ الْأُمَّةِ وَعُلَمَاءُ السُّنَّةِ تَلَقَّوْهَا جَمِيعًا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْقَبُولِ وتجنبوا فيها عن التمثيل والتأويل ووكلوا العلم فيها إلى الله عز وجل. He said that likewise the pious predecessors of this ummah and the scholars of the sunnah have accepted these ayat and hadith with iman and acceptance. Naam, and they avoided setting up any similarities in them or interpreting with anything that does not adhere with the apparent meaning of it, and they referred the knowledge of how it is to Allah Ta'ala. Yani, there are many other yani sayings of the Salaf. Now, and they, as I told you before, that they compiled many books in regard to refuting or first of all affirming the Sunnah or affirming the proper way of believing and dealing with the ayat and hadith which contains of the sifat, and also the sifat themselves. As from these people who yani wrote in that, people, the scholars of tafsir, naam, the like of Abdul Razzaq, Imam Ahmad, Baqi ibn Makhrid, Abdul Rahman ibn Ibrahim, Duhaym, Abd ibn Humayd, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Hatim, Muhammad ibn Jarir, Abu Bakr ibn Mundir, Abu Bakr ibn Abdul Aziz, Abu Shaykh al-Aswani, Abu Bakr ibn Mardoya, and others. And some of them even wrote books refuting the deviant people in regard to the attributes of Allah. The like of Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Ju'fi, the Shaykh of Imam Bukhari, he wrote a book named Ar-Raddu ala al-Jahmiyyah, the refutation of Jamiya. Imam Bukhari himself wrote a book called Khalq Af'al al-Ibad. Khalq Af'al al-Ibad. Imam Abu Dawood, Abu Bakr al-Athram, Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad, Hanbal, al-Khalal, Abu Shaykh al-Asbahani, Abu al-Qasim al-Tabarani, Ibn Manda. They all wrote books named by Kitab al-Sunnah. Every one of them has a book called Kitab al-Sunnah. Naam, as Ibn Abi Zimnin wrote a book called Usul al-Sunnah, Usul al-Sunnah. And Abi Abdullah al-Talamanki wrote a book called Al-Usul. And here it does not mean Usul Fiqh, but it means Usul of Aqeedah, Usul al-Sunnah. As Imam Abu Bakr al-Ajurri wrote a book called Al-Sharia, and it means the Aqeedah, the Sunnah, in regard to the names and attributes of Allah. As well as, all the Imams, like the four Imams, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad, and Imam Abu Hanifa before them, they all took the ayat and the hadith the way, yani, in regard to the attributes, the way it came. Ibn al-Mubarak, Abu Yusuf, this is the companion of Imam Abu Hanifa, as well as Muhammad ibn Hassan, Shibani, Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Ayna, Hammad ibn Zayd, Layth ibn Sa'ad, Bukhari, Muslim, Ismail al-Muzani, Abu Dawud, al-Tirmidhi, Ibn al-Majah, al-Nasa'i, أبو حاتم الرازي إسحاق بن راهوية محمد بن نصر المروزي أو أبو عبيد القاسم بن سلام الإمام أوزاعي. All these have written books in regard to يعني to refuting the others, the what we call the deviants. نعم. As well as Ibn Qudama in his book Dhamm al-Ta'wil, Dhamm al-Ta'wil, and also Naam, and also Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali wrote a book. Imam al-Dharqutni wrote a book called As-Sifat, As-Sifat, and many others. Naam, wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad. And now, sorry, we go back to the questions. If you have any questions related to the topic, inshallah. Sir left Islam, and this isn't the first time. She did this before and came back to Islam with regret. How should we deal with her? Barakallahu feekum. Wallahi, if she is yani keeping going, coming, this yani seems that she is just doing yani coming to Islam for a purpose, yani dunya purpose. Maybe she wants to marry a Muslim or something like that. But if she is serious, we do not accept her except with the condition that she sits and study, learn the Islam very well. And we tell her that if you apostate, then this is major sin, major kufr, Allahu a'lam. Now, here we have many questions. Hafsa say, Barakallahu feekum, Shaykh, Ameen wa Yaakum. Could you explain what are the second and third conditions or principles of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya? Right, inshallah. We say it once again, inshallah. Now, you said what third and second? The second, what are the second? Is the second, huh? And second, we said to know what are the things that a God deserves to be a God or deserves to be a worship, to be worshipped. What are these things that, yani, if so, for example, the Buddhists say that that Buddha is a God to be worshipped. We say, we need, yani, we need to know what to say to them. Naam, we say, for example, right. What makes Buddha deserve to be worshipped? Because the one who deserves to be worshipped is the one who creates, sustains, controls all this universe. Other than that, cannot be. And also from the yani, things that the God deserves to be worshipped for is that he doesn't slumber, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't yani, be absent from his universe, yani doesn't know what is going on, or be sick or hungry or die. Yani the God cannot have all these things, cannot have any of these things. Now, wallahu a'lam. Zahra, he says, in the session last week, it was mentioned that we will see Allah Ta'ala in the hereafter, and that we will only see His face. What about when His shin will be exposed? I believe you are speaking about the ayah where Allah Ta'ala says يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَتُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ. The ulama of Al-Sunnah have different opinions on the shin or saq, the word saq here. Is it the shin, or as they say in Arabic, وَأَظْهَرَتِ الْحَرْبُ سَاقَهَا, yani what we call that, when we describe that, saqa means the hardest part of it, or the most hard part of it. Naam, as Ibn Abbas said, this here ta'wil is from Ahl Sunnah. It's from Ahl Sunnah. It's not from the people of yani ta'wil who are on force. Yani this is what Allah Ta'ala said, يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود وهم سالمون. نعم الله أعلم. It says بارك الله فيكم. How do we deal with people who say putting tawheed into three categories is a bid'ah? We say no problem, let us put it in two. No problem. What is the problem? Okay. Yani, putting it in three is not bid'ah, but it is only to... Ma'alaysh, one second. This is it works itself. I must see how it works. But it is a good recitation.
صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
نعم. As I said that, we say no problem if you say that three categories is bid'ah, then don't worry, we can say two, as Ibn Qayyim said, two categories. One is called tawheed al-ma'rifah, and the other called tawheed al-qasd wal-talab. Tawheed al-ma'rifah is about the Lordship and Asma Sifat. And Tawheed al-Qasd wal-Talab is the Godhood. Yani, one Tawheed, which is Godhood, that is your duty. Your prayer, your fasting, your invoking, your whatsoever, this is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. And Tawheed al-Rububiyya and Asma Sifat, this is nothing to do with you. It's all yani for Allah, but you just believe that He, Allah alone, yani has these things. So it's not the matter of how many categories of tawheed we have. Unless if they want to say there are more than three, which as the Khawarij say and the Takfiris say that there is a fourth type. Naam. It says, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa نعم. هي تشيز right in the font is very very small. Okay, it says here assalamu alaikum, what maker world means? Maker? What is maker? I don't know what you mean by maker. الفاعل you mean? I don't know. La akhi, who say that the Sheikh may not seen my question because it is written in a very small font. I can't even very difficult to read it. Can you just please use bigger font, please? Fine. Anyway, it says here, I don't know how to write. Like, what can I do? I hear a visit came back. Says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please repeat the dua narrated Ibn Mas'ud? The dua narrated Ibn Mas'ud. Which one you mean? The dua of Asma and Sifat? Do you mean Asma and Sifat? Do you mean the dua of Asma? Allahumma inni as'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak. سميت به نفسك أو علمته أحد أو سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك Is this the one you mean? What is Mujahid? Is this the one you mean? Okay, yes. Now it says Allahumma. Oh, it says up. Where is it says up? Close the room. طيب it says اللهم إني عبدك وابن عبدك وابن أمتك. Now let me take a question from you until we try to open another 10 minutes. Okay, Umm Mujahid, it says, Allahumma inni abduka, wabnu abdika, ibnu amatika, nasiyati biyadika, madin fiyya hukmuka, adlun fiyya qadauka, as'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak, sammayta bihi nafsak. أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن الكريم أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي ونور صدري وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي. Right. If you couldn't hear it, you do go back to the recording, inshallah. What is the name of Allah of the reciter? That is Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr what? Abu Bakr, forget. I'll show you now. Idris Abkar. It is Idris Abkar. Okay. Someone say, she's writing the hijama. I hear from Faltok says, Sam al-Basira say, Hafsa says, Barakallahu fiqh, ya Sheikh, Amin wa fiqh, Barakallah. Could you explain what are the second and third condition, principle in of Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Like we spoke about the second, we spoke about the second again, and in regard to the third, we said the conditions, الشروط المطلوب توفرها في المعبود, the conditions for anything to be worshipped, what they are, I also mentioned that. I said that I must be one who creates, one who sustains, one who controls, one who doesn't sleep, one who doesn't die, one who doesn't get poor, one who doesn't get hungry, one who doesn't one who doesn't need any help any from anybody, like that. These are the conditions that the ulama put for a God to be worshipped. Naam, wallahu a'lam. طيب, should this be the last? So we end up, inshallah, willing to see you in next Saturday, next week. The quiz. I promised you that we're going to do quizzes. Do you want the quiz? Do you want some quizzes now, or you want us to cut some distance and then do the test? What do you support, Ikhwan? Who wants quiz now before we go too far? Okay. Whoever support this, type one. Whoever supported the quiz be soon, mashallah. On Wednesday I see much. I may just allow the part of to. Okay, on Pal Talk, if you support what Sister Summer said, that we have a quiz before we go too far. If you agree with that, you type one. Okay, I have only one. Jazallah khair. Perhaps I said, don't mind whether you think is best. Whatever you think is best, is it? Five. Khalas. So we say next Saturday, or you want Saturday a review and Sunday the quiz. What do you want? Or we make Saturday a quiz and Sunday we review. But I cannot review the answers on one day. You need to send me the answers. Okay, Saturday we review, Sunday we do the quiz. Khalas, inshallah. Inshallah. Bi-ibnillah. Tayyib, na'am ya Sufyan, inshallah, mumkin. طيب حياكم الله, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.